Greetings, this is the Celt Father Mark Gunn, and it is midnight here in Devon, actually. We're staying actually in Devon and heading down to Cornwall tomorrow and for the rest of this week. It's, like I said, it's midnight. We just drove in, arrived at our cottage in Instow. It's a brilliant location right along the main strand where you can see the tide coming and going out. Ate dinner at this lovely little pub, the K, it's called. Good food, really good food. I had the seafood risotto that was fantastic. I said I was going to do a daily podcast, and so far I have failed. So I figured I would try to get this out, you know, in time for the rest of the world to enjoy, maybe catch a little glimpse. I posted up a whole bunch of pictures. We drove from London today. We weren't going to Stonehenge, but apparently the road that I'd picked drove right by it. So I saw it, waved. It was, except for the fact that we're driving slowly by it because traffic was backed up, which was a good reminder that when we go to Stonehenge on Friday, to plan for a backup. But at that point in time, I think around that period, I was like, well, this is taking so long, we need to get some food. So we stopped at this place called the Rainbow on the Lake, not far from Stonehenge. And it was a delightful, wonderful little restaurant. They had this great porch, and it wasn't quite exactly on the lake, but it was like this grassy meadow that looked right down onto the lake, and it was gorgeous. Next, they had this nice empty field next to us, which had a Roomba mower out there that was mowing the grass. It was hilarious. There's some kids playing. The food, like I said, was fantastic. I had this this duck. It was duck with this spicy sauce in a tortilla. It was delicious, and some Camembert cheese, and everyone was just loved it. It was nice and relaxing. Great stop after like a couple hours of driving from London. From there, we hit the road again and drove up to Glastonbury. Glastonbury was an interesting town. It's like this British hippie town, it looks like. Next weekend is the Glastonbury Festival, and apparently it's a big music festival, and over 100,000 people show up at this event. And so the town, I don't know if this is normal, how busy it is, but there are a lot of people out. And a lot of hippies. There's music in the streets, people selling stuff on the sidewalks. We went over to the Glastonbury Abbey, went inside, and it was stunning. They had this beautiful park. Now, Glastonbury Abbey is where King Arthur and Queen Guinevere, their remains were supposedly buried until the abbey was destroyed, I think, like in the 1300s or something. And that's one of the things that I think it was famed for. There was also a Glastonbury Glastonbury Thorn, they called it. And I think it was basically a hawthorn that was I forget what they called it, merged. They grafted a plant from that supposedly was from Joseph of Arimathea's staff when he brought the Holy Grail up this way from Israel. And so he brings this all the way up, and his staff was somehow, I don't know, left there or grafted there. And the chalice, of course, the chalice itself, all sorts of legends for the Holy Grail, the chalice that caught the blood of Christ, and they have this gorgeous garden that was up the hill, and I thought it was going to be closed when we got there. Apparently, it closes at like 4:30 up until like April, and then it's open until like later. I hiked and raced my way up there because it was very important. It's the Glastonbury to me was and the Chalice Well were very important for many reasons. Number one, there's a whole bunch of synchronicity around these Arthurian legends and stories. Okay, so those who don't know, I was a part of a group called the Brobdingnagian Bards. And way back when, I found these earrings that I think I got for an ex-girlfriend of mine. And I thought they had this cool design on them. And I used that design, I copied that design, and used that as a basis for the Brobdingnagian Bards logo that you might have seen. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful design. I later learned, though, it was the Chalice Well. It was the head, the grate, when you put it, you close the well and open it up, there, this wrought iron symbol is on the Chalice Well. And I was like, wow. Now, of course, the Chalice Well has this whole area has this whole Arthurian things. And of course, the Brobdingnagian Bards. First Renaissance festival was Excalibur Fantasy Fair. And so there's all these Arthurian legends and stuff that seem to be a part of the Bards, Brobdingnagian Bards' life, which really, for me, was kind of exciting and fascinating, and like I said, synchronistic. I know there's some more stuff, and maybe I'll remember those as the time as we progress. We are heading down to Tintagel in a few days, which is where King Arthur was born, according to legend, of course. So that's one of the reasons I'm really excited about this trip, because it's Arthurian myth and legends, and I've always loved King Arthur and the Knights of the Holy Grail and Monty Python's Holy Grail, among many other things. So it's kind of exciting to be in this area. So we visited the Chalice Well. I got to spend a little bit of time. Most of my time was spent, I didn't get to spend too much time, sadly. My group, fortunately, did. But I had to race back to get the car so that we could make sure we could hit the road as quick as possible so we could get back to the cottage here in Instow as soon as possible without having to rush people. one thing after another. But I am working on a music video for my song, A Pirate's Confession, that I started on the on the flight over. I'm picking some scenes, and I picked one scene from the Chalice Well that will be in the video, so stay tuned for that. That's all I'm going to talk about right now because I need to get some sleep. If you enjoy this podcast, then like it, share it, and also, of course, you can always become a patron of mine over on Patreon. Head on over to markgunn.net. That is about it. And July 27th is the official release date of Pirates vs. Dragons, so mark that date and help me share it. I sent out an email to my mailing list. Hope to send more soon, so stay tuned. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.